USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. For the first time, Nikki Haley is the anticipated winner of a GOP primary, reportedly coming out on top in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Meanwhile, Donald Trump celebrating a handful of new state caucus victories across the U.S. this weekend. Republicans gathered for caucuses in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Saturday. Trump rallied in Virginia.
We want to send a big signal, so it's important. I mean, we don't need your vote. We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins, and we want to send that little freight train going along.
Haley has vowed to remain in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden marches on despite recent setbacks. Kentucky Congressman James Comer, on with Fox Business, says this is about Biden's favorable classified documents case result.
We have some emails from Hunter Biden to various people around the globe that he was receiving money from, that in these emails are attachments that appear to be government documents. We want to know, were those part of the classified document?
The CDC is updating its COVID guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control says Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. Released on Friday, the new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving.
USA's John Schaefer. It's going to be a big weekend for the makers of Dune Part 2. According to Deadline, the sci-fi blockbuster was set to make at least $80 million at the U.S. box office for the weekend and finished closer to $160 million globally. Second place at the box office will likely be Bob Marley, One Love. It's made more than $80 million so far. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
There is steady progress being made in talks over a potential ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as a bloody war between them is nearing the 5-month mark. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner tells CBS Face the Nation a ceasefire deal can help ensure that Hamas hostages get released safely.
There are hostages that are still being held as a result of Hamas and the murderous onslaught of October 7th.
A U.S. official said the deal could involve a 6-week ceasefire and the release of at-risk hostages. The largest wildfire ever to hit Texas resumed its rapid growth pace through the later part of Sunday, with heavy winds challenging fire teams once again. Fire grew by more than 1,000 more acres, totaling well over 1 million by the end of the day Sunday. Critical fire conditions were expected to continue through most of Monday, but an approaching cold front could offer some relief. Heavy snow crippling California highways in the meantime, creating life-threatening conditions around Lake Tahoe. One wind gust was clocked at 190 miles per hour. More than 100 miles of I-80 remained closed Sunday from the Nevada border. Many travelers were trapped in their vehicles for hours. Many sports fans will feel the loss of a longtime top ESPN journalist, Chris Mortensen, this week. His family made the announcement Sunday that he died of cancer. Mortensen was a regular contributor on NFL shows on ESPN, as well as SportsCenter. He was 72 years old. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.